This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't.
Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So the question of the day came from a listener who wrote us on Instagram. What was her name? Alyssa. And she said, do you put peanut butter on both sides of the PB&J or just one? She said she thinks that it needs to be on both with jelly in the middle so that it's hugging the jelly. And I went, Alyssa, what is wrong with you?
She makes a PB&J quesadilla, basically.
I don't understand. Yep. Somebody texted in, that is not okay, Alyssa. Our listeners are so funny sometimes, seriously.
Sometimes.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Anthony, who's in Franklin this morning. Hi, Anthony.
Morning.
Hi.
All right, yeah. Anthony, do you put peanut butter on both slices? This is the question of the day.
You do not do that, right? Because you mix it in and then you just smush everything off. Jelly will slide right off the surface.
Yeah.
I get it in the bread.
All right, so what's your process, sir?
Have you guys heard of the 3x3?
The three? Huh?
No. Huh? Go on.
Okay, so you get, it's a lot of ingredients, but it makes each bite special.
Oh, sir.
So you get creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter, and honey, and you make a streak of each on your first slice.
Ah.
And then you get three different kinds of jelly.
I've actually,
on your other side.
I actually have
crisscross
it. Yep.
You crisscross it. You guys
like a basket weave. You basket weave it, basically. Yeah.
I see what you're
exactly.
Saying.
No, I have seen this. I've seen this online. Is it good, man? I've never tried it.
You got to get the right combos because that in between bits can be strange, but it's pretty good.
I'm here for the strange.
The other thing is, my grandfather was a World War II vet, and he hears peanut butter and jelly, so he would put butter in there too.
Oh.
And that just made it extra creamy.
That man is a legend.
Do you know what's funny? Hector in Oak Creek texted in, and he said, DZ, what is wrong with you? Cheese? And then he said, it's PB&J, not PB&J and PB. Thank you, Hector. Thank you. I receive it.
Listen, though, that and what the cheese does is kind of what Anthony's grandfather like did with the butter. It makes it just a little creamier.
I get it. My grandma used to do homemade bread, you know, because she was a baker, and then she'd do butter and then jelly, and that was for toast and jelly. So, you know, we're getting off topic.
See, but now we're understanding it, though. I like the 3x3, Anthony. I'm with you, man.
I understand the food combo, okay? But that is not the question. Thank you, Anthony. We love
you.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. So, oh, my bad. I cut him off. See you later, man. Call again.
Yes, please.
I won't cut you off next time.
Go to Kyla in Sheboygan on one, because we're talking about, do you put peanut butter on both sides of the bread with a PB&J? Hi, Kyla.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. No, you don't put peanut butter on both
Thank
sides.
Thank you.
No.
And right. The Lord spoke. Amen.
Bye, Kyla. No.
And you don't put cheese. It doesn't just make it creamy. It adds like a whole different flavor, DZ. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Okay, Kyla. No need to attack me as well in this. This is the question of the day.
Right? This isn't about
how do you make your sandwich then?
Well, Angie in Milwaukee said that's how Uncrustables are made. It's the jelly in the middle of the peanut butter. Well, Uncrustables are wrong. So now what?
Oh, that's so awful. The bread doesn't soak up some of the jelly. Then you have a whole bite where it's like a huge glob of jelly.
It's like a jelly donut, but peanut butter and jelly.
I have never been more disappointed in our listeners. Rick in West Dallas texted in and said, yes, PB on both sides, jelly in the middle. You know what? You guys there's too much peanut butter then. And
I even love peanut butter. Like, I'll eat it by the spoonful. Yeah. That's too much.
But it's still too much.
I agree.
Are you a 50-50 girl then?
Well, kind of. So I'm weird with the texture. I can't have chunks and globs of jelly. So definitely more peanut butter than jelly, but peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other piece
of bread.
Received, Kyla.
Fair enough.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Sean in West Bend next and see if he actually puts peanut butter on both sides with the PB&J, because that's just disgusting. What is wrong with these people?
You guys howdy,
man.
Sean, don't disappoint me. Don't do me wrong this morning, please.
Nah, I don't do that. But I'll be honest here. If somebody makes me a sandwich that has peanut butter on both sides and jelly, I'm going to eat it.
Obviously.
If anybody makes me a sandwich, I'm going to eat it.
This isn't an argument of, like, would we eat it or not? Like,
everybody's arguing like it's the most disgusting thing in the world. It's like, you're going to eat it.
Guaranteed. You know, Sean, it's just, if we would have made it, that's not how I would have done it.
Yeah, for real, I'm not going to make it. I mean, and somebody hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's how an Uncrustable's made.
Yeah, well,
hit the nail on the head.
Oh, man, you're so right. Sean, thank you for calling. We still got to get to everybody else.
I'll let you later.
Hey, I got your back though, DZ. I'm not against cheese on a peanut butter and jelly.
I am against you. Then. Goodbye.
Boy.
Hang up. Goodbye.
Later, fam. Love.
Hang up, DZ. You got the tower.
Later, man. Love.
I never thought Sean would be on my suspension list, and here he is.
My dog.
Ashley in Oak Creek texted in and said, I will sometimes put PB on both sides of the bread when making my son's lunch so the bread doesn't get soggy. Still weird AF, though.
Yeah. At least you acknowledge it.
You guys,
okay, we're making progress, y'all.
You guys. All right, let's go to Nick in Waukesha. Let's see if he's crazy like everyone else.
I mean.
Well, not everyone else. Not everybody is agreeing with this. No. Hi, Nick.
Hi. We all know I'm crazy. Come on now.
I was going to say, come on.
Nick, if you say you're supposed to put peanut butter on both sides, like Alyssa wrote in, I'm going to be really upset.
You might get hung up on, and it's not my fault.
No. It's peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. Cute. Come on, man. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Fair
hallelujah.
Enough.
No.
Safe. You're safe, bro.
We feel so much better right now. Thank you. That's much better because, yes, go on, Nick.
And DZ, I'm not against the cheese, but I do pickles. Instead, I don't do the cheese.
All right.
Now I'm hanging
Nick,
up.
Nah.
And I love pickles, but what next?
I hung up on him.
Goodbye. You know
Bye,
what?
Nick. We love you, bro, but no.
Thanks
no,
for sending
no,
in this question no. on Instagram, Alyssa, because this has been great. We have text messages coming in like crazy. The phones are going crazy, but we got to keep it moving. You guys are so funny today.
We clearly got to argue about peanut butter and jelly again.
Betty from Belgium said yes, both sides. Betty, no.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Wow, just wow. Okay,
big
so
wow.
Get ready, everybody, because I am in that phase of parenting where I am busting my children with secret social media accounts.
It's about that time, ain't it? You know, you're in that age, ain't it?
When I tell you, I was on one the other night
because
me and the kids, I did say on the air that we went swimming the other night. Who cares? Not even important. The point is, we were on our way to the gym.
Okay.
After school.
See, I was hitting the Princeton Club after school,
getting a little workout in. And so Owen sat in the front seat. Hudson sat in the back. As we're driving down the road to the gym, Owen has his phone in his hand, everybody. He's 13.
He's 13.
In seventh grade.
Big 13.
Big 13. And we're driving, and I look over, and he's got his phone open.
Okay.
And I see Instagram, because if you're on Instagram, you know exactly
what
it
looks
like when it's open.
We've been on it long enough. We know what it used to look like. Remember when it looked like the old camera?
Yes.
The old Polaroid-looking camera?
Gosh,
remember
yes,
that?
Anyway,
we know the silhouette.
Uh-huh.
We know what IG looks like.
WXSS-HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So there we are, driving down the road. And Owen, I see on his phone Instagram, and I go, what is that? And he goes, what? And I go, what is that on your phone? And he closes it really quick. And I go, is that Instagram? He goes, no, it's not Instagram.
Oh, he tried to finesse. He
and
said,
I
what?
Go, huh? Owen, what was that? Was that Instagram?
Well, I was born tonight, not last night. Was that Instagram?
And it takes me a minute to process that in order to be on the homepage, it wasn't like, like, it's the search page where it gives you all the suggestions, kind of. So you have to have Instagram to be on this page. It's not like when someone sends you a link. It's, oh, geez.
Okay. I was thinking you saw the icon app or something.
No.
You saw the actual, like, feed.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that he was on the Instagram feed.
And of course, as I want to show you this now, Instagram's making me do some security method
thing. Oh, naturally.
So it's, yes, it's the where you can go to search for someone or, yes, a not your home feed, but where it's.
You were in
you
the search bar. Yeah. Okay.
You have to have an account to be on that page.
Not just watch the video, right.
And I went,
huh?
Okay. And I go, do you have an Instagram? And he goes, no. And I go, give me the phone now.
So he gives you the phone?
He had an Instagram. He had a secret Instagram account. Of course he did.
Oof.
So I take it and I immediately take a picture with my phone of his screen, of his username.
His profile.
So that I can go stalk it and get the login and everything. Yep. And he goes, Mom, no!
What you mean, no? You know.
I'm like, you're lucky we're on my way to the gym where I'm going to pump this out. I am ready to kill somebody
I'm going in dad mode right now. Hold on, I'm listening. No. Take yourself out of this. Take yourself out of this, DZ.
So there I am realizing Owen has a secret Instagram account, everybody.
He got a hidden IG.
He got a Finsta. Because one, you got to be careful with social media. Two, he's 12, not 14 or 16, okay? He's 13. But he's in seventh grade. That is not high school, okay?
I know. Listen.
Yes, he has a phone. Yes, he goes on YouTube. Yes, he can get on the internet. But I do not want him on social media.
Okay.
I've heard, and I'm not saying all these kids don't have Snapchat, but we know what happens with Snapchat as well.
That's still social media, in my opinion.
I don't want to get into people's personal incidents, but you see kids get catfished. It causes major mental health issues.
A lot of things can happen in any spectrum of mode.
A lot of dangerous things if you're not monitoring your kids' stuff. Again, he's not 14 or 16. He's in seventh grade, everybody.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to be on it when he's 14 and 16, by the way. The point is, he had a secret Instagram account, and he was lying to me about it.
So what can I help with?
Well, this is where it comes in. So, we get to the gym. I took his phone away, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You lost that for the day.
No, he was hysterical, right? But he went and did his thing. He went and swam with his brother and their friend. And I got on the account. And he only had one follower, which is a friend I know. And it's one of his friends that I actually do know.
A good friend.
A good friend.
A trusted friend.
So that was his only follower. He was following, I don't know, maybe 200. Actually, I could go tell you right now. You know what?
He was following 200? What?
But it was all like stupid kid, funny YouTube accounts.
Okay.
There was no red flags, okay, as far as who he was following or anyone following
him.
There was a red flag. This is how naive he is. He didn't have it private.
So anybody could find him, follow him.
He had a public profile, and he hadn't blocked me or his father or stepmother. And I went, oh, he's so naive.
Mm-hmm.
This is how naive he is. He's got an Instagram, but he doesn't even know how to block us. Well, my goodness.
It was hidden, but not hidden very well.
He didn't know what he was doing.
It was definitely naive.
So I then call his father and his stepmother, and I go, unbelievable. I go, Owen has a secret Instagram account. I am furious. And you know what his dad and stepmom said?
What?
Well, we looked at it. It doesn't look that bad. What's the big deal? Do we need to delete it? So I'm getting to the what should Allie do?
I'm listening.
So now, and it's not like me and his dad were arguing, but then I went, wait, you don't agree about it?
Right.
They didn't know about it. They did not know about
it. Oh, they didn't know about
it.
No, they did not know about it either. Okay, cool.
But basically what his father said was, is he doing anything inappropriate? I don't know if we need to delete it. I'm glad he didn't block us. And I'm like, well, he didn't block us because he's too naive.
Because he's dumb.
He's 13.
Because he's young and dumb.
And
right.
I said to his father, this is me, his father, and his stepmother on this group text message. I said, it's about the lying for me. It's that he had a social media account, and I should have all the logins to those. I'm sorry. He's in seventh grade.
I hear that.
We got to be careful here. So his dad said, well, I didn't know about the lying. And so
you didn't know about the account. That's that's lying.
And I'm like, so now here we are. Do I let Owen keep this account? We called his dad on FaceTime and his stepmom, and I said, it's about the lying for me. And his dad said, well, you know, and I said, well, and Owen's like, well, can I follow you? And I go, absolutely not, is what I told him. I go, I don't want you following me.
No.
And he goes, why not? And I go, because I don't expect 12 and 13 year olds to be on my Instagram. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just need you to be older. I said, your cousins follow me, but they're 18. You know, they're going to college next year. They're in high school.
And it's not like our content isn't child friendly. And our children are on our social medias, but I understand that.
I put stuff about my dating life. I don't want my kid on that, man.
I hear that.
So I almost said my ex's name. So
it's about privacy.
This is what it's about.
And his privacy as well, just because honestly, it's your child and you want to protect them by all means.
So my ex says, well, Owen, you can follow me. I go, yeah, go follow your dad. Go follow him on Instagram because you're not following me.
All right.
So what should I do? Owen had a secret Instagram account. Okay. Will you tell me next what you think
we should do? Yes.
Should we let him keep it? Did I overreact? And we'll take the calls.
Well, the calls, text, and then my advice also next.
Can you tell I'm stressed?
How about, I can tell you big stress.
The mom's stressing me.
We need to get you some water, a new Diet Coke,
a hug.
We got this. We got you.
My babies are growing up.
Woosa, deep breath in. Into the nose, out through the mouth. One more time. Into the nose, out through the mouth. You need another one, or you want to take calls, text, and my advice next?
Let's take calls and your advice next. Thank you.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So we're on the way to the gym the other night, and I see next to me in the front seat, my 13-year-old Owen, who's in 7th grade, is on Instagram, and he's got a secret account, and I busted him, and he lied to me, and he had an Instagram the whole time.
He had a hidden Instagram.
Not hidden, actually, public, like a dummy.
Well, hidden so for naive. Me. A secret Instagram.
And he knows you cannot be, I didn't say you could be on Instagram or have a social media account.
He didn't tell me.
I didn't have any logins. I was furious. And then his father says, well, what's the big deal? He's not doing anything inappropriate. He's only friends with one person.
Let me ask you a question.
What do I do, DZ?
Had he asked you, hey, mom, I want an Instagram. Can I make one?
No.
That's why he made one in secret.
And that's why he made one in secret, because I don't want him on Instagram. And I don't put some of the, it's not, I don't want to sound like it's not an OnlyFans or salacious, but some of my bikini pictures because of my weight loss are on Instagram, not on Facebook. But he was with you when you took it.
What's the difference?
I know my audience, but I just don't want my kids on. I don't want them seeing my dating stuff. I don't know.
The dating stuff, I understand.
I don't want my kid on that stuff.
Here's where I also think of it as, right? Like, then somebody could go into your profile. Let's think about
You know what? You're right.
And I'm just saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Then you get the creeps in the world that want to, find our children. And I don't mean like to kidnap, but just like to follow they want to follow everything. Like somebody's going to obviously like just lurk on our families, mm-hmm. right? And if you tag because you're following,
they'll go mess with my kid.
And you never know what kind of reach people have and what creep people have. So I'm just saying, as a parent, y'all know what I mean by being preventative. It's not about being mistrusting or paranoid. It's about understanding that some people in the world don't have the better intentions for the world.
Don't people go follow Erin or try to follow her all the time? Yeah, exactly.
But that's my wife.
She can handle her
whatever.
Own. She can
whatever.
Handle it.
But yeah, like sometimes people will follow
my
wife.
People will do that to my kid, yeah.
And obviously, we don't mind. My wife's profile is public. My wife was on a reality TV show.
That's right, I forgot.
Y'all forget, like, she's kind of a public figure herself.
She's fine anyway,
yeah. She's good, bro. She just doesn't publicize herself like that. She's just a teacher now.
You know
she's just
so
a teacher
funny?
Now.
You crack me up. You're like, he was with you. I forget. We go to the pool and I'm in my bikini. And then I don't want
to. Who did you take to the pool? Who took the picture?
This is hysterical. Okay, never mind. So should I let him have the account before we go to the college?
Straight up, I think so.
You think I should? I'm gonna just
get right to it. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Big little bro gonna talk, and you're overreacting a little bit.
Okay,
I think you're projecting some of your insecurities about him being on social media.
They're not your
insecurities for yourself. They're your insecurities for him.
Yeah, I'm scared.
And he's comfortable to have one.
Mm-hmm.
What we gotta do is have that talk, man.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're not following him. Like he ain't.
No, I don't want to be on.
We gotta keep it private. There's a lot. lot of things that we have to do and we have to understand. Yes, you need the logins. You need all the information. If you'd be more comfortable doing periodical check-ins, boom. Mm-hmm. I love that for you.
Yeah.
But what I think needs to happen is he needs to keep it, but he needs to understand. Right now, maybe he needs to take a break off of it and have these conversations. I say maybe a week where you're like, all right, bro, you can keep that account, but you better offload it off your phone. And if I catch you on it, we got to delete it. Because he needs to learn a lesson of not holding things in secret from you. Because I'll tell you what, I remember when I was his age, I made a private MySpace account.
Oh my gosh. Do you know the stuff I used to do in chat rooms I should never have done? Because that was the OG.
The chat rooms when we,
and
listen,
maybe that's why I'm scared for him, because we used to do stupid stuff when we were kids.
We had no business being in chat rooms.
None.
But that's
none.
Not, so chat rooms are different. I was in
that
chat
was
rooms
another topic.
At like 8, 9 and that. No. Yeah. Now that whole world is melded together in social media.
Yeah.
So we do got to have these conversations. Because when I had my little MySpace account, I went to the library with my friends one day after school and saw they all had one. Didn't want to get left behind. So I secretly made an email. Not even a fake one. I made a real one. And then one day, I think I got caught with it. And my mom didn't really even understand what the social media was. She just saw like a picture of me on a profile and was like, what is this? And I was like, it's a MySpace. Like, it's a place where I can talk to my friends. And I explained it to her. And she was like, your friends? Only friends? And I was like, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
She was like, all right. Well, I want to look and see what you're doing on it sometimes. And that's where we went.
My ex-husband was right and I was wrong. Are you saying that he was
right?
Who
else is on the phone?
You know what? Forget you, DZ. Let's go to Karen.
That's crazy, bro. Who we got? We running out of time. You say Karen?
Karen in Michigan. My girl. Deflect.
Crazy. My ears ain't working. My microphone's cutting out.
Hi, Karen.
Hey. How are you?
Well,
morning.
I've been better. I busted my kid with a secret Instagram account.
I heard.
My ex,
and I've been sitting here, and I've been thinking about it. My first thought was, if this was my kid, he'd be in so much trouble.
Right, which was my initial thought.
Not because of the Instagram so much, but the lying.
It's the lying.
And I hear it.
Yes.
I hate the lying, because that is an issue, and I've talked about this on the show. That's going to lead to not taking accountability in your life.
Right.
And it is teaching the wrong thing.
And that's why I'm saying, let him or make him take that week off, offload it off his phone for a week, 2 weeks, whatever you want, so he understands the lesson of this shouldn't have been done in secret. Even though I would have told you no if you had asked me.
My thought was, do not let him have it, an Instagram, because that was a family rule. But you know what? As he's a teenager, and as they get older, they get smarter but stupider.
Ain't that the truth?
They do.
But the only way to help them be better is to let them learn through some of the mistakes, and we can't protect them from everything.
They don't get hurt, though.
Right. But what I would do is he definitely needs a consequence of being off that, not having that phone, at all.
Yeah.
Ooh,
for
the
like
whole phone.
A week or two.
Oh, he was scared.
The whole phone, though.
Like DZ said, have a talk, and you need to be on. You need to randomly go on it and just hope that he doesn't make a second secret account where he can do naughty things on. You know, that's the only problem.
He'll try to hide it better.
Yep, because my niece had a secret Snapchat. There's a whole story, but I've been down this road, but not with my own kid. So,
got it.
Social media, I wish, didn't exist for our kids.
I know.
Because it's not good, you know, for mental, emotional, social health. I don't like it.
So you're saying you'd get him, make him get rid of it.
After talking, because you're right. If you don't teach him how to use it, you know, responsibly, then there's no lesson there. So
that's where the real trouble is.
He needs to be punished for the lying, and then you need to have a sit-down talk about social media and, you know, let him have it, but it's going to be monitored by you. That's what I would do.
Heavily.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Karen. You know what? I think that was really good advice. I appreciate you. Thank you
so much,
Karen.
Good to hear from you, too.
See you later.
Bye.
Adrian in Milwaukee texted in, said, let it ride. Your parenting will show, and I believe he will keep the trust, and when it's broke, then do the mom thing.
This is because, and I really agree with that, because this is what I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity for you to also build some of that trust, because he's getting older.
He is.
And
as
this is one of them things to where you can show him, like, all right, as long as you're responsible, I'm going to let you grow up. It's about letting your kids grow up, too, bro, because they're going to grow up regardless. I'm talking
babies.
About an age, but that's exactly it. You got to stop treating them like a baby, and I'm not talking to you like, stop, coddling that kid. I'm saying
this is part of being single, and this is the problem with being a single parent is you have nobody else to bounce things off of that's an adult, which is thank God for this segment.
Well, you got Unk saying, bro, let that kid have that Insta. Just punish him off the phone for a little bit.
And I did talk to my ex-husband. He did talk me off the ledge a little bit when he said,
obviously.
He's like, there's nothing inappropriate going on here, though, so what's the big deal? And I'm like, the big deal is, let me think for a second.
Yes.
Here's the big deal.
Unk is definitely agreeing with your ex-husband. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You know, okay, fine. You know what? Fine.
You said fine.
Fine. You know what? Do we want to go to Kelly in Sussex or not? Because she busted her nephew doing this. She said, we only have a minute or two, but screw it. Hi, Kelly.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wait, did you say you busted somebody or no? Did I get that wrong?
Right?
I thought so. No, I did. Okay. Over the weekend.
This is just fresh.
What happened? Yes.
Right, quickly go.
I was together. I was with my family, and my nephew and my sister were standing there. And I go, hey, I saw that you added me on Snapchat. And he's 11 years old. And my sister looks and goes, what?
What?
And my nephew gave me the dirtiest look ever. Oh. And I'm like, you're 11. You're not that smart. You added your aunt on Snapchat.
Yeah, what? That's
didn't think I was going to get a notification about that?
Kelly, this is like Owen leaving his Instagram public, not blocking his parents. Like, I was like, he's so naive. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
And that's going on and around you, too. Like you didn't know what Instagram was.
That's how I busted him. He was on it in the car. And I go, I know what Instagram looks like.
I know what Instagram looks like, you goofball.
What is wrong? With you.
I'm on Instagram, fool.
Jeez.
I believe you should take it away, only because if he's lying about it now and you let him keep it, he's going to think, oh, okay, later on I can add Facebook, and if I get caught and lie about it, it's okay because she'll still let me keep it.
Well, he was like, everybody's got Snapchat, Mom. It's the lying, and then it leads to, like, you know, covering it up. And
do you think that a conversation with him and maybe the loss of the whole phone, because I like what Karen was saying,
a consequence.
Like, a whole consequence, but then letting him keep it to build that trust is y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, as he gets older, as you allow him to mature, because he's inevitably going to, right? Like, because I hear what Kelly's saying and going, listen, he might just keep online and think he can just keep getting away with it and maybe get on punishment for a day or two.
Right.
He's got to really understand the severity of his consequence.
I know.
Or of his actions through this consequence, because it was not, bruh.
I took the phone away, and I did what his dad said. I let him keep it.
Okay.
So I made it private.
It's private.
I did, and I didn't let him follow me. And we'll leave it at that,
What, are you still thinking about what to do next? Because I think there has to be an understanding of what he actually did and how this could lead to more.
Yeah, well, there needs to be more of a conversation.
Then we need an update.
Yeah, we need an update. Okay.
Kelly.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Speaking of updates, your update with the tire coming up. Don't go anywhere. We don't want the drama. The drama comes to us, okay?
I swear I don't want it.
Just when I'm trying to live a smooth, non-dramatic, non-toxic life, it comes at us, doesn't it?
Highs and lows, man. It feels like it's ebb and flow.
You're right. Highs and lows. You're right. That's life.
It's just karma for life, and I understand it. I understand it, and I'll embrace it, and I'll keep trucking along.
Fair enough. It's 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Weber.
Buenos dias. Before we get into Am I the Jerk, which is honestly a really good one, a very personal good one today.
I agree.
And then we've got tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Gabriel Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy. Yep. That's coming up. We need an update on what happened with your flat tire yesterday, because we had so much drama on the show, and nobody knows how it ended.
No. And here's how it
Do we even have time for this?
People might, like, I guess, understand real quick. So this is what happened, bro. Ended up catching a flat, bro. This is now like a 72-hour ordeal, right?
It was on the way to work, by the way. You called me and you're like, I think I'm going to be right there, but I'm going to patch this tire quick. And then it all escalated from there yesterday morning.
Ended up turning into a what would DZ do, right? About what do I do? Do I fix it? Do I not? Do I throw this fix-a-flat slime stuff in it?
Yep.
Everybody overwhelmingly was like, I think not, especially if you've got a tire warranty with the car you guys purchased.
Be careful, yeah.
Be careful. So what I ended up doing was throwing a little bit more air into the tire, getting back home so I could at least work from home, be on air. We have that blessing, and I took that opportunity.
Thank goodness for technology. After COVID, if we're sick or if we have an emergency, there is the ability to patch in from home and be on the air, which is really great for us. Yeah.
Right. So I took that.
In emergencies, we use it. This was an emergency.
Took that emergent opportunity. After we got off air, though,
yeah.
what I needed to do was now figure out what else to do with my car, because I wasn't comfortable driving it all the way over to the dealership on a everlasting flat, constantly uh-huh. losing air.
And why you didn't have a donut again, you said?
We do have a donut. We do have a donut, but my knee's a little busted up right now, y'all, so I'm really not able to change it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I ended up having to do was call roadside assistance, used our insurance, what we pay for.
Yep, that's right. That's what you have it for.
They showed up in about 15 minutes,
Good.
Changed my tire, put on the donut for me,
nice.
Right, did all the work, had me on the road, brought it to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
They took care of it, bruh. Cost free.
As they should. Oh, hallelujah.
So, had to get an oil change. We looped it all together,
nice. Bruh.
Took care of all the business.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, it was covered under the tire package warranty because mm-hmm. I did, in fact, have a big old nail inside my tire.
It was a nail.
Bruh, it was a nail. Milwaukee driving. What do you know? In the morning before I left for work, I even checked with my little tool that I keep in my car, just trying to scrape to see if I would clink some metal or something.
Yeah.
Didn't feel anything, so I got on the road comfortably. Not the case. Was not
did
comfortable
you, okay,
at all.
Okay, if you were listening, you know what I'm talking about. Did you call your friend who you ran into at the other dealership who said there was nothing wrong with it the day before when you went in there?
Hell yeah, I let him know.
Did you? What'd you say?
I was like, hey, bro, just so you know, man, I'm gonna take my car to the other dealership just so I keep my warranty intact because there was a nail in it, man.
Good for you. What did he say?
He was like, all right, for sure, bro. Okay, no worries. Like, he's so nonchalant.
No worries.
Hey, it is what it is.
I guess he was busy, but you know.
They were swamped, and once he saw it was the homie, he was like, I'll check it for you mm-hmm. real quick, but I really can't do anything else. Like, I can't get you with the plug today, fam.
Well, I'm glad the tire is fixed. I'm
Good.
Glad you got the oil changed.
Great.
The babies probably stayed at daycare until you could go get them, so it all worked out.
100%.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, I was not lugging the babies around because it ended up turning into a three-hour process. So I was like, nah, man, I'm not going to get the kids and end up having to go get another car and then try to get back to that other car. No way.
Two things I have to tell you about this. So
what?
You missed our work party yesterday because of it.
I did.
And you're going to die. I will tell you this also after Am I the Jerk?
What
I did at the party. This is so
what?
Funny. Everyone's going to be able to relate to this. I'm not telling you right now. It's so funny. Everyone does this at parties. I cannot wait to share that with you. And two, the final thing I wanted to share was when I was the MC for the auto show gala last Friday night, which was phenomenal, the nostalgia in my body when they got up and started reading. So you had two different women get up and speak. And one of the women, the woman who runs the auto show, and you have these women who put all this on. And then I can't remember, I feel bad because I can't remember what their exact titles were. But one of them got up there and started reading all of the dealerships in Milwaukee because
yeah.
they're all at the auto show.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you hear them all back to back, because normally they're separate in commercials.
True.
To hear them all, like, you know,
in one
Griffin, Rosen, you know, Rustero. To hear them all back to back really quick gave me all this nostalgia. And I'm like, oh, that's so Milwaukee.
That's hella Milwaukee.
I know, you know, I don't know. It just gave me I thought of that when you were talking about going from dealership to dealership. I'm like, when you hear them all back to back, even though they all want to be separate because they're competitors, it kind of gave me some real.
You realize they all know each other.
Well, of course they all know each other. And they're all bidding on the same stuff. But it was just a nice night, you know, to because we see those commercials all the time.
All the time.
You know? And to hear them all in one row at the same time was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm glad your tire's fixed. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
We have so much going on, but this one is good.
Let's get it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she said she doesn't actually need to be anonymous because no one lives in this area. This is a really, really good one, though.
So she's saying this with a chest.
It's Lauren.
What up, Lauren?
Yep, Lauren. She's listened for a long time. She messaged us and she said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for wanting his trust money in my control? Now, listen, this is an interesting story. She said, my ex-husband passed away a little over 2 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. We were married for 8 years, together for 13, and we had two kids together who are now 11 and 14. Our divorce was contentious, but as the years went by, we were able to put our differences aside, and we both wanted what was best for the kids. Okay, so they were divorced at the time he passed, but they were getting along.
But yeah. Amicable.
Yep. She said at the time of his passing, we had been divorced for 6 years. I've worked in wealth management and investments for the last 20-ish years and was working at a firm at the time that put together a trust for me and the kids.
Bet.
I suggested he have something in order when I did mine, and I got the famous response that everything's set. Well, after he passed away, he did not have anything in order. There was no will, no trust, no money. Turns out he had so much financial trouble that no one in his family knew about it until they started uncovering everything.
Yikes, after his passing. Mm-hmm.
Two years later, and the estate is still going through probate. The only thing he had was life insurance through his employer.
That's good.
I came to find out he left it to his dad. Now, this is where it starts to ensue, what the am I the jerk is, okay? She said, I've allowed my kids to spend time with his grandparents, even allowing them to fly down to see them in Florida over Christmas break 2 years in a row. They live up here in the summer, so they go visit them periodically over the summer months as well.
Got it.
I've never withheld that relationship from them.
Good.
Luckily, we had it written in our divorce decree that we each had to carry a minimum of $300,000 in life insurance for the kids.
Good. Ooh,
so even
smart.
Though he left it to his dad, they are fully aware that the kids are to get that amount. The lawyers suggested don't touch the life insurance or spend it until the probate case closes due to all the debts and taxes.
Yep.
And I'm told they put it into a CD so it would earn something. But meanwhile, they've been retired for a while now, and I'm literally raising two boys on my own. And I'm watching as they fund his 40-year-old sister's entire life rent. They've adopted a homeless man in Florida, got him back on his feet, paid for a place for him to live, buy him clothes. I don't know their financial situation, but I honestly don't think they had that much before.
They're giving people, though.
She's worried.
What are they giving, though?
My older son always says, I don't know where they're getting all this money. I never found out the amount of life insurance the dad was left, but as I see them doing these things, I don't believe they aren't spending it. So I asked a year ago where the case stands, because I was meeting with my financial advisor, and she said they're still figuring out the debts, etc. And it was a good idea to talk to a financial advisor.
Good.
I plan to ask them again soon, though. She says, I can see the status on CCAP. Okay, but in the meantime, I'm fuming from the ears. Seeing the money they're spending and knowing my kids should have been the ones it was all left to. There's no rule who will control the money for the kids, but I'm adamant that I'm the one who does it. I've been the only one financially responsible, and I'm raising these kids by myself. I want them to have this money set up so they have it for the things in the life they need, not just blown. And now here it comes. Am I the jerk for wanting this money in my control and for being upset that they took the proceeds without a second thought that it should rightfully go to my kids and have minor accounts in place for them and an advisor I work with and trust? And that's when she said, if you choose me, you can use my name because the parents don't live in this area.
Lauren.
So there's a lot going on here. Her ex, they are divorced, but they got along at the end. Her ex-husband passes away.
Six years into the divorce. After being divorced, he passes.
There's all this money in a trust, but the...
At least $300,000, so probably more.
The people controlling it are the grandparents, the deceased husband's parents. And she's concerned they're blowing it.
Because now they're being very giving and... spending extra, if you will.
Here's the thing, Lauren. Even though I get where you're going with this, you're saying, well, I'm raising these kids by myself, and I as a single parent, I understand that, but at the end of the day, you're not... This money doesn't go to you then, even though... It doesn't belong to you either. It's not yours. They shouldn't even be getting this till they're 18, right? You're not getting this either. It's one thing to say, I want it in my control, but to say, well, I'm raising them alone and financially, and that's amazing, but you don't get to spend this money either.
And she is also making this assumption that the money that they're spending is the money that they got from the father's passing. We don't necessarily know what other things this father had in place, right? The trust money might be left, or the life insurance money might be untouched, and he also had something else, right? They got a little bit of money from something else. Who knows? You can get more than one life insurance policy, can you not?
Dude, don't ask me. What do I... I don't know.
I feel you. But
is she the jerk for wanting the money in her control?
This is tough because
technically she's the ex-wife at the that's his parents.
Right.
That's his immediate family.
The children's family, though.
I don't want to put that out there, but if something happened to me, my sister or my parents to be in control of my money, not my ex-husband. Not sure. Think about that. Even though my ex and I get along fine,
I don't want somebody in your bloodline
of my life insurance money.
Right.
So that, I think
that's what
that
he was
too.
Doing. That's what he was doing. And she's going, no, it's my children. Right. They're my kids, right?
But
even
I
though
also,
they're your family too, I'm the one that's taking care of them 24/7. Yeah, they visit you and
give
sure.
Give me that money.
But
and
I should
I'll
have
take
that
care
money.
Of it. And I'm responsible. And I get that too. But
I think she's developed this entitlement because she's also like a financial planner or whatever she said she
was. And it's their kids and it's her kids, which she shares with this guy. So she feels entitled because it's their kids.
And she thinks she's the best option to handle this money and dole with what mm-hmm. she thinks is going to be best for
and
these
she
kids.
She probably is, but.
She doesn't get to make that distinction outside of a court of law, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all we get to do is decide whether she's the jerk or not for wanting to.
Mm. All right. You know what? I'm going to let the listeners answer.
I don't want to answer.
I don't want to answer.
I was going to let you answer.
Just forget you.
What?
414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting this life insurance money in her control after her ex-husband passed away. We'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is a really good one. There's a lot of layers, and it took a while to get through, but I can't wait to see what the listeners are going to say, because I don't know what... I just want to go to the phones.
Yeah, no, it's hard, and
Lauren
I just don't want to decide.
And her ex-husband died after they'd been divorced for 6 years. They mm-hmm. have two kids. She's financially responsible, and she's worried because his trust money, his life insurance money, went to his parents, and she's concerned they're blowing it. So she wants it in her control. But we kind of discussed, we don't know if that's the way it should go.
That's possible, right?
Yeah, so why don't we start with Janine in West Dallas. Let's pull her up this morning. Hi, Janine, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Good morning.
All right, do you think she's the jerk for wanting this trust money in her control?
Not at all. Oh. Not the jerk.
Go on. Okay. Go on.
Yeah, the kids are entitled, and if I think I heard you correctly, you said in the divorce agreement they were both supposed to get like $300 worth of life insurance themselves.
$300K
so
each,
think,
yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah, so I think that covers it, you know? So I think she's entitled to it.
But and she's not entitled to it. The kids are entitled to it.
But what was the agreement,
that's what I meant.
Right.
She's entitled to it for her children, not for her. For the children.
Janine is saying since they agreed with that upon their divorce, that was one of their conditional agreements upon divorce, mm-hmm. she should get that.
For the kids.
Dang. I see, I see where your mind's at with that. That's why she feels that she is owed that. Well, not owed that. Mm-hmm. But that's why she feels she should have control of that because
yep.
it was part of their divorce agreement. Mm-hmm. You got to get at least $300K. I got to get at least $300K. Mm-hmm. It was always for the kids.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm. It was always
yep.
for the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow.
Absolutely.
Dang, Janine, yeah. I hear you.
She's yep. stressed
so
the parents
she's
are blowing it.
She's not the jerk
it.
At all. And there's nothing wrong with wanting. I want $1 million, you know, so that's going to make me a jerk.
Janine, amen. Our people.
Say less,
have
Janine.
Have a good day, Janine.
Bye, Janine.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Santino in Sheboygan. I think he was shocked he got in today.
He
said, oh, my goodness, hi.
Speaking of our people.
Santino, good morning.
Good morning, familia.
What up, puppet?
All right.
Technically, I was about to hang up. My son looked at me. I was about to hang up because I was on the whole, I was like 4 minutes in. I was like, okay.
Well, said, dang, 4 minutes.
You stuck in, though. And Santino, you made it on. So which way are we going today? Jerk or not the jerk?
So this is very tough because mm-hmm. we don't understand the financial things that the parents have. Like they're retired. They can, if they have two places to stay, they have some type of money.
Sure.
Fair.
Sure.
Fair.
Yeah.
We don't know what type of stocks and bonds that they had.
Okay.
Like what they invested
that's a
in.
Fair point.
So if it's their money, they're spending, not the $300 or more.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if there is a court injunction to state that money goes to the children, those grandparents will be liable in court to have to provide that money back.
Mm.
So I'm just wondering, in the will, or she said he didn't have
he
one.
He did not.
Is this written down, or was this conversed to an attorney or someone who can oversee this to say, yes, this is a legal binding contract that they were in for these kids to have the money.
Was it part of the divorce agreement? And yeah, when y'all talked about it, yeah.
Listen to this. Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said, not the jerk. Even though the kids won't get it till they're 18, she takes care of her kids full time and is their legal guardian, and the grandparents are not. So I think she is entitled to have the control over the money. That's a good point. That's valid.
That's a valuable thought.
Because you know what I mean, Santino? Go ahead.
I was going to say, but you can't depend on that money because he died. Like,
it's
your responsibility to take care of the children, yes, but you can't say, well, he's dead now, that money goes here. No, you can't depend on that.
That's what I was saying when she's like, well, I take care of them. I'm like, it doesn't matter, though, that still money isn't about you. Like, it sucks that you have to pay all these bills and do that. That's not fair. Life isn't fair. But at the same time, this money isn't going to come in to help you raise them now. It shouldn't be.
It's a morbid thought and offensive to some people, and I'm sorry to say this like this, but had he not died, he'd be alive and you wouldn't have that $300 either way. So your life wouldn't have changed, and him being gone really hasn't affected your life like that either way, because you guys were already divorced 6 years gone. You feel me?
So that part.
Dang. Well, then, so Santino, are you saying jerk?
I'm saying she's not the jerk.
Okay.
Received. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. I thought you was leaning towards jerk, Santino, bro. Well, ooh, all right, bye-bye.
I don't lean, bro.
Get out of here, Santino. Have a good day,
Santino,
man.
Santino. Love you.
Love you guys, too.
Bye. Megan in Milwaukee texted in. She said, she's the jerk. I work in financing. It's better to just let things be. The probate court will make sure the money the kids were going to get will go to them. Also, Allie, you can't have multiple life insurance policies. Thank you, Megan.
She said you can?
You can, yeah.
Boom. Ooh, I knew my things. Well, I just didn't want to be, you know.
Go DZ.
Yeah, go DZ.
Last but not least, she's a regular. She's calling Anna in Milwaukee. We've been doing all this. Hi, Anna. Good morning. So wait, both everybody said
not the jerk so far.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say jerk because that's not her money. The ex-husband left it to the dad, and then she has no idea that that's the money they're spending. I work in accounting, and there's plenty of retired people that make more money than people who are working. So
I've seen that as well.
I think she's just upset because she wants to control the money. But it's like you said, it's a kid's money.
It's a control thing.
It is a control thing.
The dad wanted it, you know, for the kids. He could have put them as the beneficiaries, you know. I mean, I have that for my kids.
And as I get it as a single parent, you know, you think about, you're like, well, if something happened and my ex's parents, you know, had a control, I'd be like, hold on, that was for the kids. I'm the parent here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if something happened to me, I would want my immediate family in control of my finances, not my ex-husband.
Exactly, yes.
This is why it's so tricky, you know?
It's not even saying that it's because you feel that your immediate family is going to make the better decisions for your children than the father of your children. But it's because they're your blood relation. They're your family.
Yeah.
You're going to trust that. Mm-hmm. They're going to know what to do with that for you, for them.
Yeah.
Not for just the boys, just for you, what you would want.
Just because you put people you trust with it doesn't mean they're going to, you know.
Well, that's a whole other argument.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, and like you said, Dizzy, I mean, you know, she can't assume what's going on there. Right. I mean, you know.
Well, and most people, when they get divorced, like, you know, they change their beneficiary. Like, I changed it from my ex-husband to my sister. You know what I'm saying? He does not get my life insurance, and that's the way it is. That changed in my divorce, period.
That was your living wish that you knew if you passed, that would be what would happen. Yeah. So you knew what you were making. Man knew the choice he was making.
This sucks all around. So, Lauren, I'm sorry you're going through this. I hope it gets better.
She's not the jerk overall, even though Anna said jerk. And I'm kind of agreeing with Anna, not to put my stamp on it or anything,
because
she's good. She's not the jerk today.
Yeah. And somebody says she wants to invest the money. They can make a lot before they're 18, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I get it.
Maybe.
They've been divorced for 6 years, so obviously he didn't want her to be the beneficiary.
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
Definitely let that probate period go and let the courts decide what's going on, man. You let that handle that.
All right, Anna. Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye, you guys.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, this was a great one.
Thank you, Lauren. I'm sorry you're going through all this. There's a lot going on here. One, just to have their father pass away is already stressful. You know what I mean? Whether you got along or not, if you don't want your children to lose a parent. Don't diminish that at all.
That's hard as it is.
So a lot going on there, but overall,
not the jerk.
Okay. So not only do we have to give away these tickets, but then I cannot wait to tell you what you missed at the work party. We had a work like get together yesterday and you missed it because of your flat tire at DZ.
What happened?
You're gonna die I tell you what happened at the end.
Just tell me now, man. Forget the State Fair tickets, man.
You're gonna die.
Forget the Gabriel Lee Iglesias tickets, bro.
No, State Fair first.
Fine.
414-533-1037. You wanna go see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair.
I low-key do.
Well, we know a guy. We know a girl, actually. We know the women running the fair. August 7th is the date that Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias will be on the Bank 5-9 main stage. And caller number 33 is going today. Going back to 33. 414-533-1037. Good luck. I cannot wait to tell you what happened at the end of the work party.
Bruh, and I'm salty I missed it because you know I got FOMO.
I know, but just wait till I tell you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Got to give away these tickets first to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy.
Fluffy!
And Bianca's on the phone in Milwaukee.
Hello, Bianca. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
You do sound bright and like happy, excited.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on? Why are you so happy right now?
Mm-hmm. You know
I got
why.
On air.
That is cool. Yeah, yeah. People do be happy to talk.
Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is even more exciting. We love the first-time callers.
So what were you doing this morning?
Shaking.
No.
It's us, Bianca. It's Allie and DZ. You know. Come on.
What were you doing this morning when you were like, you know what? I'm going to just try to call, see what's going on this morning.
What are you up to?
I'm dropping my daughter off at school. She literally just walked out the door.
Oh, bye, youngins.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Well, good news, Bianca. You're going to the State Fair to see Gabriel Iglesias.
Yay, this is so amazing.
So happy for you. You got two tickets to go to the show on the Bank 5-9 main stage at the State Fair. So not only do you get into the fair, but then you get to go to the show on August 7th as well, Bianca.
Thank you so much.
Who doesn't love a comedy show, bro? And
seriously.
At the State Fair, that's the perfect combo. What? Something
amazing.
On a stick, something deep fried, a Oreo lush, something slight, and a funny man? What?
You know what? Best food at the fair, Bianca. Go.
Yes.
What's your best food at the fair? Go.
The fried Oreos.
Ooh. Yep. Yep. Our kind of people.
So good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Bianca.
So good. Okay, Bianca, do you have a few minutes to hold on? Because I need to talk to you. Or do you want me to call you back?
No, I can hold.
Oh, thank
perfect,
goodness.
Perfect.
Okay. I feel bad when I have to put people on hold because DZ and I are long-winded, and I know you're going to be there for a few minutes. So hold on, girl.
Hold on, Bianca. We're going to be back.
I'll get your info. Hold on, girl. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so where were we? All DZ. Right. So now, work party yesterday.
Well, she gets to listen to the tea too, Bianca. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true because she's on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can always go into work because I know a lot of people got to race into work. Get on the Odyssey app or, you know, tell your Alexa to play us, and you can listen to what happened. Or just listen back to the show later because it's all up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our famous Odyssey app. Thank you very much.
AUDACY.
Okay. So yesterday we had a work party.
Yeah.
And it was not it was just one of these like get togethers for the team.
It was a hangout.
They're trying to do more stuff to make us all hang out together.
It was a team bonding event, if you will.
That part. And the team work meeting was at First and Bowl in Wauwatosa, right across from the Mayfair Collection. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I was not too far from there getting my car fixed.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't go because of your flat tire dilemma.
Right.
So the party was from 1 to 4 yesterday when they're closed because First and Bowl doesn't open till 4 and they'll do private events during the day.
I did not realize that.
So we had the whole place to ourselves.
That's dope.
So it's the on-air personalities and then it's our sales staff, our production staff. We have a lot of people behind the scenes you never see.
Management, right.
Management, etc. So we get to this party and it was from 1 to 4. Well, I got done with work. I knew you were going to fix your car and you were stuck at the dealership and you were on it. You didn't need to worry about it.
I was dealing at the dealership, not like that.
Exactly. I went to work out and then I thought, oh, now I got to shower because I got to go to this party. It wasn't like I didn't want to go to the party. So I was a little late. Okay. I got there at 1:30.
Oh, Brett, no, you wasn't late at all.
I got there at 1:30 and I'm not going to lie. I was starving because I had been working out. Right. So I'm like, I'm more motivated than anything. Forget the team bonding. I just want
to eat.
I want to eat.
Where the food at?
Yeah. So I get to First and Bowl. I've only been there once and we had a party for all the regulars a few years ago. It was great. And we should do that again, by the way. We pull up and I get a text from our boss, Hard Pants.
Hard Pants?
Our GM,
okay.
Hard Pants.
Hard Pants.
And it says, "You coming?" Question mark. Right? And
at 1:30.
And if you listen to the show, you know Hard Pants has given me a hard time for wearing sweatpants.
Or soft pants.
Our first meeting with him, I had sweatpants on, and he goes, "You could have tried a little, Allie."
Let's put it like this. Hard Pants is hard time. Us in soft pants, we're soft time.
Soft time is correct.
Yeah. But
I had justified it with, well, I wanted to shower and be clean for you guys, you know?
Ain't nobody dope as me. I'm just so fresh and I got you.
I even had wet hair. I mean, that's how much I race. I didn't even dry my hair.
You had the proof.
I was literally like, so I text him back and I said, "I'm parking right now." So I walk in to First and Bull.
Make your grand entrance.
And as I'm walking in, they're like, "Oh, there's Allie. Woo!" And the staff starts cheering. I go, "Oh my God, you guys are so nice." Well, the reason they were cheering was because Hard Pants was in the middle of a presentation to honor me and two of our coworkers for working at this company for 20 years. Okay. So now I realize that's why he was going, "You coming?" Because they were literally doing a presentation to celebrate our 20 years at Kiss FM.
That's their fault for starting the presentation right at the start of the party.
If the party's 1-4, just hold on a second.
Do that at 2, man.
By the way, WXSSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, done with house cleaning. So wait till, so this is where it gets good, DZ.
Put the broom away, Allie.
So, yeah, it's away. So I walk in at 1:30. He's in the middle of the presentation. Hard Pants, actually, shout out to him, does a great presentation. He says, "You know, I use you guys as examples of why to work here, that if you got employees that have worked here 20 years, there is something, you know, to working here and why and et cetera."
Being
right?
Anywhere for 20 years, that's a big accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment,
it's
especially
huge.
Nowadays. Not, huge. Knock on wood, not getting fired, right? So anyway, so he gives us a bottle of Prosecco.
What?
He gives us a very...
What's up?
We'll pop that this weekend.
Bet.
Then he gives us all a nice card and just does some nice things.
Cute
right?
little sweet whispering sweet and nothings about y'all in front of everybody.
By the way, I didn't open the card till this morning and it was very nice. It said something like, you know, a lot of times the people that we need the most don't even get thank yous. And so this is a thank you. And I'm like, oh, that was nice. Thanks, Hard Pants. Now I feel bad for calling you Hard Pants.
I don't. But
here's where it gets good. Here's where it gets good, DZ.
Why? What? Wait,
so the party goes till 4.
It was already good. What's up?
The party goes till 4.
Uh-huh.
I got there at 1:30.
Right.
Everybody eats, and then we start doing, it's a game place. So they start playing football, bowling, pickleball.
Mess around, y'all. Have fun.
Basketball, whatever you want to do at First and Bowl. Now, I talk to every coworker I feel like talking to, because it's not all of them. Let's be real. Nobody loves every single person they work with. I talk to the people I want to talk to.
Sometimes people come out the woodworks for parties, and you're like, "You work here?
Especially
what?
The work from home people. I'm like, "You still work? Here. I forgot." In the business office.
Oh, you
I'm
do
like,
leave the house.
I forgot
wow.
you worked here. There were some of those there. So now it's 2:15. I've been there 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And one of our coworkers is like, "Allie, are you going to drink?" Because, you know, they're drinking. And I looked at her and I go, "It's 2:00 on a Tuesday." I go, "I have things to do. This isn't Friday. I wish I could just get drunk with you guys, but I got kids."
You didn't answer the question.
I said, "No, I'm having a Diet Coke." And then.
What? Oh, and then?
I did the Irish goodbye.
Chill out. How? What do you mean?
I literally went to the party late to honor me, and then I left. I Irish goodbye. I didn't say bye to anyone.
What time? How long were you there?
Well, I got home by 2:30 before Owen got home from school, which means I left by 2:15. And I like First and Bowl. It wasn't about that. It was like, I just have things to do.
I was in it. You went, bro. You at least went. You showed face.
I Irish goodbyed a party where they actually like honored me, and then I left. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad you guys have nothing to do. I have things to do. So then I felt like I was being ungrateful, but at the same time, I had things,
you
to,
have things
do.
To do. No,
like, it's Tuesday.
You got to take care of it. It's really Tuesday. Tuesday, brother. Tuesday. You got to take care of these kids.
We don't work 8-to-5 like the other people in the office. We come here, you know, 5-6. So to me, it was like, okay, asking me to stay here till 4 is pushing it.
My schedule has not changed with the normalcy of my day because y'all want to sit here and party
because
until 4 o'clock.
Would normally be at work.
Right. Now, just because you want to hang out for the rest of the day and call this work, quote unquote work?
Yep.
Nah, son, I actually got to go take care of business.
This could have been an Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk for Irish goodbying at the party that was?
Who says it's not gonna be?
Well, it might be, but I just wanted to know: do you do that a lot at parties? Because I normally don't do it out of guilt, and we can even take calls from people who pull this. Where then that basically means you leave a party without saying bye to anyone. You just dip.
I can't.
You just dip.
I cannot. Mm-hmm. I Colombian goodbye, which means I individually handshake, kiss on the cheek, or hug every single person at the party.
I used to do that.
And it takes me about an hour to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't just Irish goodbye a party. I mean, I could, but that's not how I was raised, and I find it highly rude.
Honestly, that my was wife? My fear. That was my fear. Yeah, because Aaron's funny like that.
And she's Irish.
That was my fear, was that if I start saying bye to people, you know me, I'm like you, we'll start talking.
Keep going. And then an hour later, and then all of a sudden it is 4:00, and you're like, oh, dang it.
I totally dipped.
I can't Irish goodbye, bro.
Totally dipped.
I can't do it.
Well, it was my first time truly doing that without saying bye to anyone, so... I don't know how. I don't know. And you know what? They might not even have noticed. Can I be honest?
You don't think so?
I don't know.
They might have been busy.
We should ask Hard Pants if he noticed that I dipped.
See,
he's probably like, I gave you a bottle of Prosecco and a gift.
And you ain't even popped the bottle
and
here?
And I honored you and then you didn't even say bye?
So we were supposed to drink the bottle together, Allie.
Bruh. Listen, Danielle and Mayville said, I'm Hispanic and we say bye, then bye again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Hispanic and I relate to that. I've done that 1,000 times.
Say goodbye a few times. See, even my Irish goodbye is standing in a portion of the room close to the door where enough people can see me where I'm like, all right, y'all, love everybody, peace. We gonna see y'all later, bro.
Yep.
We got the boys. We got to get them in the car. All right, love. All right. See y'all later. All right. As we're closing the door, that's my Irish goodbye.
You're like Luke who said, my anxiety loves an Irish goodbye, and honestly, I don't think most people even know or care. I was gonna say, I get nervous, like I feel bad, but nobody cares.
I can't not say goodbye to people. Irish goodbye is like, you like, hey, psst, I'm about to dip. And then you dip. You say nothing to nobody, you dip.
Yeah, somebody
said. The one person closest to the door hears you leave, and that is it.
Somebody said, Allie, you're wrong. You were told the time of the party from 1 to 4, and they were honoring you, and you left. Yeah, and first of all, nobody told me that we were getting honored at this thing. I had no clue. I found out the night before from another coworker who said, you know, they're honoring us. And I go, they are?
They are.
I go, I didn't know that. And who said I have to be there from 1 to 4? It's a party for fun where people are drinking.
That
you tell
I
me I gotta
with.
Be there from 1? No, that's ridiculous.
I don't have to stay. It was an open time. I thought this was an open house call to come kick it between 1 and 4.
Especially
not,
people are drinking.
Not
come
1,
on.
2, 4. Right, son.
It's not like they're having a meeting. Okay, 414-533-1037. It'd be different if they were doing like meetings and charts and blah, blah, teaching us. But this was just fun.
Y'all gonna give me this Uber home if I stay till 4?
We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So.
All right.
Get to it. Where do we start?
Bruh, I think I got to talk this through, man, because yesterday was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a mentally strenuous day, and it just felt like it seeped into every other aspect of life. And I'm talking about just dealing with my tire, trying to get to work, problems with my leg, hurting, whatever, and then dealing with it all worried about, well, now we've got to leave the boys at daycare. Now, you know, wife's day is thrown off because she's got to come drop me off some stupid tool that didn't end up actually working out.
Mm-hmm.
Her day's thrown off now. She's stressed. I'm stressed. The boys are fine. They don't care. But screw it. They're stressed too, just for the sake of argument, right?
Yeah.
We were dealing with a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
For lack of a better way to explain it yesterday, with everything that went on, I was taxed, bruh. And then I felt stressed because I missed your 20-year anniversary party that I didn't know was a 20-year anniversary
it's
party.
It's fine. Hard Pants did a great job. It was fine.
And it wasn't about, like, you know, missing it for you, even though I want to show up for the homie and support.
You
but
already showed up for me for that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I was there when it actually happened. I was there when it was actually 20 years.
You came on that day and saw me. Exactly.
Right.
Don't let that go. That's
it was
fine.
It was more or less the I knew we had that meeting or, you know, planned
work bonding
catch
party,
up,
yeah.
Work bonding experience planned. And I did want to go. I haven't been to First and Bowl. So I was like, all of these things that I wanted to get done and also things that I needed to get done that didn't actually get done. And I just felt I felt it. I felt off. I felt the weight of the world, man. And I was like, bro, why is it more? Why is it layered on? Why does it keep happening? And I was really in a woe is me. And I sucked so bad at it that I couldn't get it out of my head.
Aww.
Right? And I'm almost still not out of my head about it, right?
Well, here's the thing. When you have things go wrong, it feels like it's always at once, right? So it turns into, oh, shoot, now my tire is flat. And
great.
Oh, shoot, now I have to deal with the tow truck and the dealership. And oh, man, what about my kids? Now they've got to go here and stay here longer. And my wife needs to get to work, but she has this. And then, oh, now I'm missing my coworker's thing. And then I'm missing this whole work party in general.
Not to mention just missing work for a while. Right.
So it's like it's one thing after another. I feel you on that. It's like when one thing goes wrong, it's just you and you're like, why can't I catch a break?
And I'm not getting into all of the sadness that's gone on in our lives, but it's been a rough year and some change, bro. Mm-hmm. Just as far as like outside of just the great things and cool things we get to do for work mm-hmm. on air and for everything else that I do around the community, my life, mm-hmm. my private life, mm-hmm. it has been taking some hits. We've been out here guarding these haymakers and just eating these punches, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it just didn't stop. And then I'm like, all right, great. Now the car. Fantastic.
Now the car. This is not what I want to deal with.
Great.
But what about, see, and this is where, I'm no therapist. We're talking about how you deal with adversity when things are going wrong because mm-hmm. everybody's goes through their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my therapist usually will talk about, the positive things. Like, hold on, wait, though. You and your wife were at the Bucks game with the kids. You had a great night on Sunday. You have to think about some of these good moments because we get so stuck on the negative. And I'm not saying you can't be stuck on the fact that you lost a child this year, you went through all that, your wife almost died.
Right.
You've been through some traumatic stuff. But the problem is it almost dims all of these really cool things that you get to do in life, that you have all these great friends you've had for years that show up for you. The fact that you are successful on the radio without even blinking. You're just good at it, DZ. The fact that I could name off, you have two, oh my gosh, Sammy and Danny. I mean, they're...
Don't gas them up. They don't need it.
They're so cute.
They don't need it.
My little
nephews.
They're
fine. They're okay.
But it's so hard to think about anything positive, when we have all of this negative stuff going on.
And I know you get it, right?
Like,
we go through it. And we all... This isn't a woe is me, only me kind of thing.
You can say woe is me, but the worst part is...
It's woe is us, because we all go through these kinds of stuff.
When you're going through it, though, there's nothing... I remember, going through some of the worst times in my life. I used to get so annoyed when people would be like, this too shall pass. I'd be like, shut up!
Man, for real.
That would drive me nuts.
Because, okay.
But you know what? This too shall pass. And then I get on the other side and I go, oh, it does get better. Like, there is some, it's only up from here, right? There's something to look forward to. But when you're in it, man,
it is
dark.
Let me explain it to you like this, because you brought up a perfect point, right? Mm-hmm. When you said, but think about it. Your family was at the game on mm-hmm. Sunday. Mm-hmm. You got to hold your kids up for Lion King Cam.
Get all these cool
moments. It was all these cool moments, right? And I was living that. I was riding that high. I was really smiling ear to ear. I could have cried from joy and just pride in that moment. For real. No jokes on the Lion King pride joke, right? But I genuinely could have shed tears of joy with how just overwhelmingly happy that made me, that my family was there. Like, it was a bucket list, like I told you. It was a bucket list that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And wow, we checked it off and I felt great. Mm-hmm. But then the next day, bam, the car.
Everything so it's went bad and you forgot about the good stuff.
Right, man. I feel great. I feel great. And then I'm excited to post this video so everybody can see me holding my kid up on Lion King Cam on my socials. Yeah. Shut up, DZ.
Bitch, you don't kill my vibe.
Man, and it's killing my vibe, dog, man. My vibe is getting just... Choked.
How do you get through adversity? That is the question, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I mean, as much as I've been through it, it's just, and I hate the time, but, because time doesn't heal. It's actually, you have to do things to heal. Time does not heal anything. So it makes it easier.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're necessarily dealing with everything,
No, it doesn't.
Mm. Oh, and Bella and Kenosha said, and you got to meet me, Weppa. See the good in each day,
Weppa.
Even if you have to She said, even if you have to squint, life is hard. What, did you see Bella at the game and have to squint to see her?
I'm glad y'all are saying, no, I'm glad y'all are saying this because it's true, right? And this isn't just a me thing, this is a we thing. And you're right, it's just focusing on the positive.
How do you get out of your feelings kind of thing, or what? How do you get through adversity?
I think you're giving me great advice, honestly.
Think about how much better adversity makes you. And I hate saying that, but it's true. Sometimes you have to go through stuff to become a better person. Some of the best people I know used to be some of the worst people I know. And I'm not going to lie. Like, going through stuff makes you better. And it's like, I don't want to say, because you think about this. Think about the people we know who are oblivious to some of the stuff around them, who really haven't been through much.
Sure, sure.
And you're just like, man.
If you knew. And
you don't want to look at them and go, I hate to say this, but you really need to get knocked down. Because that's a mean thing to say. But right. I know people like that where I'm like, God, you need to be humbled and knocked down because you have no idea how you don't get it. Mm-hmm, so that's the stuff that going through that adversity makes you appreciate more, makes you better in life. I mean, those are the things. Adversity is the life-changing stuff. The people who never go through anything, and there are people who never go through anything significant.
And that's great if you don't have to experience hardship.
I'm
jealous.
They don't experience anything. They don't. They have
they also never live.
They never live.
Actually live.
You see what I'm saying? And I know people like that. And I'm like, your biggest problem cannot be that your mom made you mad. There's just no way.
Can I keep it a buck?
They have no real problems.
And sorry to interrupt you because I'm receiving absolutely everything you're saying.
Go ahead.
But to keep it a buck and, you know, be honest with you.
Be honest. Are you trying to bring it back to negative again? Tell me what.
I can't help it because then I just feel like I'm faking it, bro. Right? Like trying to, I'm putting on a smile when I don't feel it internally. Mm. Right? Like arguably, like I feel broken in a lot of scenarios and I'm like, bro, I don't really have a chance to be broken.
But you're allowed
I gotta keep going.
But this is also grief. You think you're not supposed, like, you can be sad and happy at the same time, and when you accept that, that's okay. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, when you say, DZ, I've seen you, you are genuinely happy at Bucks games sometimes because you forget about what's going on, and you get to meet all these great listeners, you get to meet all these people.
I'm not forgetting it, though.
You get to hold your kid up, you know? So I don't think, I'm saying you're not being fake.
But that's where you're wrong.
I'm not
forgetting it, and that smile is hidden behind a whole lot of pain. Mm. Like, I'm not smiling internally, bro. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not.
So you're faking it even when you're...
Even when I'm out here just, like, trying to get hype and jacked. Like, I am excited, but I'm using my pain to fuel that fire and fuel that energy. Mm-hmm. When you see me smile, it is as big as a smile because that's how much I'm crying on the inside, G. Aww. That's what you're not seeing from it, bro. That's what I'm explaining.
Somebody texted in and said, for every negative thought you have, force yourself to think of something you're grateful for right in that moment. It has got me through all the BS life sends.
Touche.
So you're saying no matter what, it's all negative thoughts.
Everything feels like it sucks right now. Yeah, man. And all of the positive things somehow will spin into a negative. And even when I'm trying to do something good, it feels like I somehow do some more bad.
You do good all the time. Look how many lives you changed by talking about what you went through on the air. Look how many people's lives you affected just by sharing your problems and your adversity. You made a huge difference in other people's lives. And sometimes that's all it is. That's part of the process of that's the good in it. And if you don't understand that people are thinking about you every day that you don't even know, that's something to be grateful for. And when you start finding the stuff you're grateful for and you start finding your faith, because I know you're into faith and I know you that's an important part of your life.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you got to find that. You got to dig deep.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
And that maybe that's something that has been lacking in my life, right? Because I definitely got to do something different. That's for sure. And bring the genuine joy back into my life, bro. Because as amazing as everything feels and as happy as everything becomes, I just know in the back of my subconscious that there's something equally as negative that's coming right behind it.
You got intrusive thoughts.
And every time it feels like, yep, there it is.
And you don't have to live like that. Somebody said, I understand where you're coming from. The mind can be a prison. That's right. But, you know, you've talked to me about, you know, doing other things too, therapy and getting involved in that. And that's some of my advice. I mean, it's not going to fix everything, but sometimes having someone with a background in these areas can help you deal with some of those intrusive thoughts. Because I only have my experience from going to therapy.
And everybody's is their own.
And I do all kinds of things. I've taken meds, you know, I've gone to therapy for years, and I, you know, would recommend that for lots of people. But you got to deal with, you know, some of it is just dealing, learning coping skills, learning how to find the bright and the dark. And
dealing with it all out. Dealing with it all at once is impossible, right? It's impossible. There's physical, there's mental, there's non-physical, there's adamant and inanimate things that just keep happening.
But you have let so much build up
right
without dealing
true
that it might be hitting where you're overflowing now. wall. And you're getting forced to deal with it.
That might be it.
And you're old enough now and you're mature enough. And I know you care about your family and want to be the best. So I know you're gonna deal with it. But that may be where you're at, where it's just overflowing and you can't. And I'm proud of you right now for even talking, because this is part of not letting it overflow anymore. You just let some of the water out. You may not realize
that. Released a little pressure.
You just released a little pressure by talking about it.
No, for sure.
Please know that.
No, you're right. You're right. I actually genuinely do feel a little bit better. Just saying something out loud about it.
See? Yeah. I'm proud of you for that. Right. I really am. Alexa from Milwaukee said, DZ, we love you.
I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I don't believe it all the time. I genuinely appreciate y'all.
I hope that helped a little bit.
I think so. I don't know what we did just now, but I think so.
Okay, let's hope.